This is Catch a Glimpse of Sunlight, a Star Wars prequel trilogy fanfic set during Revenge of the Sith, written by Magnet Girl and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Padme Amidala, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, with additional tags for Skywalker Family Feels, Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Everybody Lives, Attachment is Fundamental, and was written for the Star Wars Rare Pairs Exchange 2016 for the Dragon Girl. Events are as canon through Obi-Wan and Anakin's scene as Obi-Wan prepares to leave on his mission to confront Grievous on Utapau. Instead of telling Obi-Wan, "May the Force be with you," Anakin says, "Don't go." Obi-Wan blinked. "What?" "I sense something. Something is very wrong." Obi-Wan stepped back up the ramp. Anakin was watching him with a dark intensity. He stood at the very edge of the hangar, the sun lighting half his face, while the other blurred into darkness. It was unsettling. "Anakin," he started, but didn't know how to proceed. He was expected on Utapau. The Council, the Republic, was counting on him to find and contain, or destroy, Grievous once and for all. He'd been worried about Anakin, and for good reason, it seemed, but the Republic must come first. Obi-Wan sighed, exhausted by the war, the politics, his duty, all of it. But "Anakin," he said again, softer, sadder. "The Council..." "Master!" Anakin grabbed his mentor's arm and pulled him close with that same frenetic intensity. "Obi-Wan, do you trust me?" Obi-Wan's eyes narrowed with concern, but with a sudden burst of possibly force-driven clarity, he understood the answer had to be yes. Anakin released his breath in relief. "Not here," he murmured, and tugged on Obi-Wan's sleeve to indicate he should follow as Anakin walked away with purpose. With a final glance at the transport leaving without him, he did. "Annie, is that you?" Padme called from the inner room of their apartment. She started when Obi-Wan rounded the corner first. "Oh." But Anakin was just behind. "We need to talk." Padme nodded, sensing their turmoil as clearly as if she were Force-sensitive herself, and returned to the sofa. Anakin settled beside her as Obi-Wan took a seat opposite the couple. Padme and Obi-Wan shared a concerned look as Anakin gathered his thoughts. Finally, he took a deep breath. "The Chancellor..." Anakin's voice was low and gruff with anger and hurt. He'd been defending Palpatine to both of them as late as this morning. "It's been the Chancellor all along. He's behind everything." Obi-Wan frowned as Padme glanced between them, disturbed. "Annie, what are you saying?" He took another deep breath in an attempt to banish the anger and anguish from his voice. "I think Chancellor Palpatine is a Sith Lord." "A Sith Lord?" Obi-Wan repeated sharply. "Yes, the one we've been looking for." Obi-Wan's frown deepened. "Anakin, that's treason," provided Padme. Anakin shook his head. "He knows Sith legends. He told me." Obi-Wan fell back in his seat in shock as Anakin turned to Padme. "You said he's taking more power every day." She shook her head at the implications. "Because of the war..." Anakin leaned down to meet her eyes directly. "What if he manipulated the war?" Padme paled at the words, her eyes growing wide with a wave of emotions. He told me, when I addressed the Senate as queen, her heart pounded in her ears as she gasped. I put him in power. You didn't know. Anakin leaned in closer still in an attempt to comfort her, but she was distraught. Obi-Wan stood. We have to tell the council.
No.
Anakin. He shook his head, his eyes brooking no argument. If the Jedi attack, he can arrest them, kill them, and call it a coup. And if they kill him, it will look like an assassination, Padme finished breathily. Anakin nodded once. Either way, the Jedi Order are in grave danger. A heavy silence grew as all three contemplated the dark conclusions of Anakin's unsubstantiated, but all too possible, accusations. Finally, Padme straightened, a steely resolve replacing her momentary weakness. I'm meeting with a small group of senators this afternoon. She glanced between the two Jedi. I believe we can trust them. Obi-Wan nodded, if hesitantly, but Anakin's features grew clouded once again. Everyone I trust is in this room. He stood, retreated to the window. Coruscant never slept, never stilled. All these years, and Anakin still found it unsettling. The others shared a look as he watched the city scowling. Palpatine had manipulated everyone, but he targeted Anakin. Padme stepped over to her husband and placed a tentative hand on his arm. I'm so sorry, Annie. He touched her hand with his own. He's been using me since I was a child. Anakin raised his eyes to meet his mentor's as Obi-Wan approached the couple. You tried to tell me, and I wouldn't listen. He fooled us all. Obi-Wan touched a hand to his chin, thoughtful. I killed Dooku. Anakin's whole body shook with all the anger, hurt, and fear the Jedi told him to repress. He wanted me to take his place, to become... But you didn't. Obi-Wan closed the space between them, closing both his hands over Anakin's and Padme's. Anakin, you are not a Sith. They were still a moment, contemplating the horror if Palpatine had succeeded. Anakin pulled away again. I'm not a Jedi either.
Don't say that.
Annie!
No!
Anakin roared, startling Obi-Wan and Padme into silence. He pulled Padme into his arms.
If I am saved, it's only because of you.
Anakin turned angry eyes to Obi-Wan.
My attachment!
He spit the word towards his former master, but Obi-Wan's eyes were sad in response. Tired, lonely even, and Anakin's anger melted away. He glanced to Padme, questioning. She nodded, and Anakin leaned down to brush her lips, briefly, softly, but openly. He turned back to Obi-Wan. We were married 3 years ago. Obi-Wan pursed his lips, but otherwise gave no reaction. I'm pregnant, continued Padme, laying a hand on her stomach. Obi-Wan's eyes danced with an uncertain emotion. He looked from one to the other, the two people he cared for most in the galaxy. A smile tugged at his lips despite everything. Anakin sucked a breath over his teeth, suddenly reminded of the danger surrounding them.
And I've seen her die.
His hands tightened on her arms. We need to get you somewhere safe before we do anything. Padme shook her hand, cheeks flushed with a need to reject the idea. She was so tired of hiding, and there was ever more at stake. Annie, this is important, she started, trying to keep her voice calm and reasonable.
Nothing is more important, Anakin interrupted to assert. Obi-Wan and Padme shared a small, furtive glance before both stepping closer to argue. Anakin sighed and dropped his arms. Padme looked to Obi-Wan again, frowning, but he remained focused on Anakin. Nothing is more important, he repeated with deliberate calm, than taking the Chancellor down once and for all. But we need you, Padme. She locked her eyes with Anakin. I need you. He closed his arms around her in a tight embrace. None of us can do this alone, he murmured over her hair. We have to be careful. Palpatine's been planning this for years, for our entire lives. We have to be smart. We have to be... His eyes flicked to look at Obi-Wan. Patient. Obi-Wan nodded. Anakin pulled back to meet Padme's gaze again. She glanced between the two men and nodded, if reluctantly. Anakin nodded too, once, and crossed his arms. I have a plan. The room was quiet, but for the humming of Luke's lightsaber. The boy's brow was tight under the helmet as he wielded the saber against the remote. Obi-Wan tapped his small shoulder gently. Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him. Luke frowned, but tried to relax his face the way he'd been taught. That's it, Luke. The boy successfully deflected three blasts. His sister clapped in appreciation from her perch on the window behind him. Obi-Wan shook his head to shush her, but couldn't quite hide the affection he had for their bond. Stretch out with your feelings. As he spoke, Obi-Wan closed his eyes, and Leia followed suit. All three sent tiny tendrils of emotion out into the house, where they were met with a burst of radiant joy. The twins' eyes flew open to verify what their force sensitivity told them. Luke dropped his tools, Leia jumped down, and they both ran up the steps of their underground home, Obi-Wan following at a more leisurely pace. "Papa! Mama!" the twins cried, as they emerged to find their parents rushing down the gangplank of the Nubian starship. Anakin knelt on the sand, and they raced into his arms as Padme met Obi-Wan with a kiss. I started training sabers. Uncle Ben says I'm a natural. R4 took records. Wanna see? Wanna see? Me too! Luke's and Leia's voices were indistinguishable as they tried to relay everything they'd achieved in the nearly 3 months since they'd seen their father. Anakin scooped both into his arms and carried them, still chattering, back into the bungalow. When the twins had run out of news, for now, the adults settled around the kitchen table while they played with gifts their parents brought back from Coruscant. Obi-Wan drank in the sight of his family restored, however brief it may be. He loved the twins as his own, and the time away from their parents was normal for children destined to be Jedi. But as much as it went against the edicts he'd pledged most of his life to, he'd come to prefer and cherish their time all together. How was the capital? He asked, finally, ready to move on to the news of the rebellion, as much as he knew it would likely take them away again that much quicker. Padme took a deep breath before answering. It worked. Obi-Wan's eyes grew wide. He glanced from Padme to Anakin, both unable to hide the mix of emotions that threatened to overwhelm. His face probably looked the same. He's... Padme nodded. Palpatine has been removed from power. Obi-Wan's breath caught. They'd been working so hard for so long. It seemed impossible it might be over. Bail's already input a proposal to remove the governors, and the clones are being recalled from most battlegrounds. There would be skirmishes for years, she knew. But the war as it was finally drawing to a close. What will happen to them?
Anakin played with his fork idly as he answered.
Obi-Wan smiled. He was never able to stay still.
The bioneurofeedback protocol has been remarkable. Rex reports an 87% success rate. Anakin grinned at Obi-Wan's blank expression. It means a great majority of the clones will be able to be integrated into the New Republic. As citizens, added Padme.
Anakin smiled and grasped her hand across the table. But that's not the most exciting news.
Obi-Wan looked from one to the other, expectantly.
Mon Mothma's asked me to lead her cabinet, Padme explained, blushing. Still, after all this time, at the look of pride and adoration on Anakin's face.
Still, after all this time.
She's the new chancellor?
Obi-Wan was incredulous. It felt like they'd been fighting for years, and now, suddenly, the brighter future they'd wanted was falling into place.
Interim, but we believe we have the votes. Padme nodded to her husband. She asked Anakin, too.
Obi-Wan raised an eyebrow.
And?
It was Anakin's turn to blush as they both waited for his answer.
I'm weighing my options. For the first time in my life, I have some.
Padme leaned over to kiss his cheek, and Obi-Wan placed his hand over both of theirs. He felt love emanating from all sides.
A toy fighter hit the table suddenly, breaking the reverie, but only adding to the love as Luke ran over to reclaim it.
Anakin picked up the plane with the Force and flew it around their heads a few times before landing it in his son's waiting hands.
Did you hear that, little man? Mama's gonna be in charge.
Mon Mothma's gonna be in charge, corrected Padme with an indulgent smile.
Your time will come, Queen Amidala.
She shook her head.
I don't want to rule the galaxy.
Anakin met her eyes over their son's head.
I know. That's why you're perfect for the job.
Padme choked back a sob, weighted with the long years of war, fear, separation, and hope. The steady, enduring hope that buoyed their rebellion and now lit up Anakin's eyes. And behind him, Obi-Wan nodded in agreement.
If Mama's in charge, do you have to leave again?
Padme glanced down to find her daughter's expressive eyes wide with worry.
She started to shake her head, but Anakin answered first.
Yes. He crouched down to meet Leia at her level.
But this time you're coming with us.
He glanced up to include Obi-Wan.
All of you.
Leia's wide eyes turned from worry to excitement.
Really?
Her brother flew his plane over to her side and grabbed her hand to hear the confirmation.
Really?
Anakin answered.
The twins squealed and started dancing around the table in delight. Obi-Wan felt 10 years of tension fall away as Padme laughed and impulsively joined in the dance.
Anakin turned his attention to the man who followed him into exile.
The Order wants to meet with you as soon as possible. Ahsoka, too.
Obi-Wan's expression betrayed 1,000 questions, but he didn't ask any of them.
I think they're ready for change.
Obi-Wan's eyes were as wide with worry as Leia's had been. Anakin grinned and leaned in to brush his lips briefly, softly, openly.
Really?
Uncle Ben! Uncle Ben! We're going to Coruscant!
Will you show us the Jedi Temple? And the library? And the school?
Again, the twins' voices were indistinguishable in their glee. Obi-Wan held Anakin's gaze over the top of their heads, widening it to include Padme as she slid in next to Anakin. All five entwined in the low light as the sun sank in the sky outside.
I would like to very much, my little Padawans.
The end. Reader's notes. So there is also a fan vid that goes with this. You should check out the original text and also fan vid post at archiveofourown.org/works/845759. This podfic was recorded as a birthday gift for Night Inscriber. Happy birthday! We first bonded over Avatar, the 2009 movie, but there's not really a lot of blanket permission Avatar stuff that's out there, and also not, like, really quality? I don't know if I'm going to put that on there. It's not really what I wanted to record. And then the second thing we bonded over was Queen's Gambit, so I figured... Anakin, Padme, and Obi-Wan, and alternate versions of how the war ended. That seemed to be my gem and your gem, and that's how we clicked, so here, have them kicking Palpatine's ass off screen and raising a family together. I hope it makes your birthday happy, and everyone else who listened, thank you, I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.